Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan. And what's up, everybody? I hope you're having a great week. I hope the start of your year's off amazingly. I don't know why I haven't asked you all about your new year since generations ago, but here we are, masking now. I hope it's going well. Today, you all are in for a treat because we have one of my favorite companies here. We have SiriusXM here, and we're speaking with their chief growth officer, Susie Watford, as she talks about SiriusXM's amazing rebrand, how they're reaching Gen Z millennials, and all the cool, amazing content they have. Like, one of my favorite new channels is with John Mayer, and they have one with Kelly Clarkson, just so many new things. So if you like music, if you like to hang out, if you are ready for a great year ahead, this is the episode for you. So let's get into today's episode with Susie. Susie, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Before we get into it, tell us, who are some of your top artists in 2023 that you constantly were listening to?
Well, I mean, I don't know what this says about me, but it's the same every year. I'm always listening to Bruce Springsteen. And so that definitely was up right up there as normal. And then, you know, I was a big fan of the song Flowers. Like, I know that was one of the most popular songs of last year. And that was definitely something I was listening to. But otherwise, yeah, Springsteen, The Cure, Kate Bush, all of that stuff's what I listen to all the time.
I love that. I love that. No, mine was Taylor, Ed Sheeran, and then J.P. Cooper. Yeah. So usually it's John Mayer every year.
Oh, okay.
And this was the one year it flipped and I didn't realize I was listening to that.
Have you tried the channel?
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Are you?
I was like, we'll get into
excellent.
That.
Oh, good. I'm so pleased. There's great feedback about that.
But anywho, after that, okay, take us back to childhood, Susie. Like, what was the role audio played in your life growing up? Like, radio, did you have any like favorite host and stuff? Like, I know mine was Delilah, but like,
well, I mean, so you can tell from the accent, obviously. my radio consumption was very different back then, being from the UK, but I grew up with radio kind of constantly on in the house, right? That was, you know, the sounds of, for me, the BBC and Radio 2, and that kind of background music was something that I definitely grew up with. So between both radio and also having news in the house all the time, and I'm sure we'll touch on kind of my career in publishing, but I grew up with newspapers, with radio, with all of that media, and I think that is where I have this kind of love of all this media came from. And in terms of the things that I listened to, I was and still remain a BBC listener. And, you know, I think I grew up in an era where those big breakfast hosts for me in the UK played a huge part of my life. And the way that they, you know, drove the conversation around the water cooler through the day, the changes, you know, and the kind of competition between the different stations to get those names. So I definitely grew up with that. And, you know, and then have seen audio obviously grow throughout my career and the move, particularly in the news play kind of area to podcasts. And so I was just always intrigued by audio as a medium.
I love that. And you said your career started in media. What was like your first job? So kind of a little bit more of that background.
Well, so I thought I wanted to be a journalist. So I went and worked on magazines, but actually realized that I was more interested in the marketing and the commercials. So I started as a first proper job really was as a graduate trainee at the Times in London. I stayed working in news for 20 plus years. So working at the Times, the Telegraph, and then in the last 10 years, I went to the Wall Street Journal. And that was where I was prior to coming to here to SiriusXM.
I love that. And currently, walk us through a little bit, for those who aren't familiar, like what Sirius is and a little bit more of like what you do on the day-to-day.
Yeah, sure. So SiriusXM, premium audio, over 34 million subscribers, a fantastic mix of music, talk, podcasts, comedy, sport, all together in one seamless listening experience that you can choose to listen to either through your car or through the newly launched app experience. What we love is the fact that we can bring customers much closer to the content that they love and their passions and their fandoms. And that's something that we're really playing into. So nowhere else can you get not only the great music, but you can get the stories behind the music. You can get, you know, closer to the artists and hear more from them. You can hear different cuts and, you know, backstage kind of conversations. It's all about really how do we provide this really immersive listening experience that is human curated. We've got, you know, the experts within the building, the people that are just as passionate as you are, and kind of helping to curate that experience for you. And also just being your companion, your daily companion. And back to, you know, how I grew up with news, that constant kind of, companionship through audio, I think is something that we are, you know, seeing as a really important thing for people. And it's something that means that they are, you know, deeply loyal to us as subscribers. And we want to play into that.
No, and that's so true. Like, I remember when our family first got introduced to Sirius, like, watercolors was always on. My parents are really big jazz people, so that was always on. And then as I got into it, I started messing around with it. I was like, oh, Broadway World, because I love Broadway.
Yeah,
and
yeah, then me too. Yeah.
80s on 8, 90s on 9. Then those became my go-tos. And to this day, I think Symphony Hall is what I go to bed with.
See?
And then John Mayer's show, because he's my favorite artist, is like now my like go-to daily. And then Radio Indy, obviously.
Yeah. And, the John Mayer channel, I think, is the perfect example, actually, of, you know, having a channel that really is curated and changes with you throughout the day. Like, what a brilliant way. You know, it's not just John Mayer playing John Mayer songs. It's him, you know, choosing and curating those tunes that you want to listen to throughout the day. And that's just such a great example of the role that we can play in people's day and in their daily habits, whether that is on the commute or whether it's at home. There's lots of I think more that we can do as we introduce a new generation of listeners to SiriusXM, people that haven't necessarily grown up as you have with SiriusXM being something that they're accustomed to. How do we bring that and how do we introduce that to a whole new audience? And that is what the next gen launch that we last saw each other at in November was really all about, the start of that journey of how do we introduce a whole new audience to SiriusXM.
Yeah, can you tell us more about that, because the rebrand's really cool.
Oh, brilliant. That's what I like to hear.
So tell us
That's
more
fantastic.
About that.
So so what we know is we've obviously, you know, in the US, there's over 220 million people that love audio and that listen to audio. And we know that when we break that down, basically half of them are within our either core or growth segments. And we've done really well at building the core group, right? We've got those customers that love us, that are loyal to us. But we recognize we have to go and attract this new growth audience. And so to do that, we looked at a number of different things, which we termed kind of overall as next gen SiriusXM. And that is a mix of pricing, it's a mix of product and how do we make the product a more seamless and easy and joyous experience, which is what the app has done, and also thinking about how we introduce that kind of seamlessness between the car and the app experience. And also, how do we show up as a brand, right? How do we feel fresh and modern? And we did a lot of research to understand what do we kind of have to bring to the brand to bring that emotional connection that we know that our core audience have. How do we do that with this new growth audience? And as you saw, we drew upon our heritage. We drew upon the fact that, you know, Sirius is named after the brightest star in the sky, the dog star. So we really brought that kind of celestial vibe to the new rebrand and thought about how do we kind of pair that brilliant history with kind of the future, and how do we make it feel more modern, young and vibrant. And we introduced Stella, our dog mascot, our Sirius dog mascot, back into the mix to bring some of that energy and youth and bring back some personality.
And what were some like key things that you all felt you needed to do to really go after? I know you mentioned like the younger, like Gen Z millennials, to really kind of bring in those who weren't really that familiar or really didn't grow up with
it. Yeah, I mean, first of all, it all starts with content, right? So we know that this new audience, they love content, they love audio, right? And so our role in their lives is to help them discover more of what they love and to get them deeper and closer to the things that they do love. So it starts with the content. And actually, just this week, we have gone big with our guest DJs promotion, which is where we've got over 170 big named artists and acts who are doing kind of guest sets on SiriusXM channels. It's a great example of us basically going out and saying we've got this fantastic content and this reach and this community outside of SiriusXM who love us. How do we bring those audience in off the back of their fandom for those different artists? But it starts with content, and how do we market that content most effectively and bring in audiences as a result? Then we have to make sure that we are priced correctly. So the new app price is $9.99. We know that our growth segments are, you know, are more concerned obviously about pricing and making sure that we're competitive in that space. So that was something else that we announced with the app launch. And then the app experience itself is designed to make it easier to connect with our content and easier to discover. Because if you haven't grown up with SiriusXM, you know, how do you know? There's so much great content on there. How do you know where to start? And that's where we have to be better at using, you know, the great technology that we have now and personalization and understanding more about listening habits and connecting those customers to the content that they want as quickly as possible when they come into the app, and then building on that experience and helping them to either get deeper into content, to recommend other content, or to explore even more and then join us at events or, you know, that kind of stuff in future.
And that's so true. Like, I feel like a lot of times when I'm searching for a movie or something to watch, it's like there's so much content, mm-hmm. so you don't really know what to start. But whenever the platforms like offer that kind of like curated experience where it's like, oh, like, what do you like? Or what, that's a little bit easier to kind of get introduced to what all's out there. And I feel like that's something that you guys do a really good job at, like by picking genres and like talent. Like, there's so many, you guys have so many talent that a lot of people follow and listen to, like Kelly Clarkson, John Mayer, Kevin Hart, that they already like.
Exactly,
so it's easier to kind of get introduced that way versus like just saying like, oh, welcome here.
Yeah, you need that entry point, right? You need that way in and to be able to come to us. And then from there, you can then build that relationship. And, you know, pieces of, you know, kind of big content pushes like guest DJs, like John Mayer, are great ways for us to do that. So basically, how do we go out, connect with those audiences in a very authentic way, bring them in, and then build the experience for them in a seamless way, as I say, via both the app experience, but also in car.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hatch, because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content, so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And like, what are some other ways that you all feel that you're kind of like getting beyond? Like, I know you all do partnerships with like the hotels and stuff. Like, what are some other integration points that you all feel like are really vital to the rebrand?
Yeah. So we definitely want to connect with new audiences through good partnerships. And in the last year, we've done partnerships with both, you know, T-Mobile, Walmart. You mentioned the ones that we announced at the event, partnerships with Audible and Hilton. How do we basically make sure that we're putting this quality premium content in front of new audiences and then letting them experience it. But also, how do we have content partnerships? So with Audible, thinking about how do we put Audible content on SiriusXM and SiriusXM content on Audible to just do that kind of, you know, cross-fertilization, if you like. So partnerships play a really important role, both in terms of putting us in front of new audiences and adding value to our existing base. And we'll develop those in the next year as well and think about, you know, who should we be working with in order to attract those new audiences. And then building off that, the events partnerships that we do with talent. We've got a great Green Day private event coming up, which should be a lot of fun, linked to the pop-up channel that we're creating around the celebration anniversary of their album. So how do we think about both partnerships and then, you know, deeper experiences as well that really both, you know, bring new customers in and then reward them for being here?
And what are some ways that you all feel like you're able to create these amazing partnerships? Because I feel like a lot of brands and people who are listening are like, oh, how did we do that? Like, how do we form like such a good one with like an Audible or something like that? Like, is it usually they approach you all, or you all are like, hey, our audience are kind of the same?
A bit of both. Yeah, a bit of both. So, you know, given we've got such a big subscriber base, there's obviously lots of brands that come to us and want to work with us. We've also got the long established partnerships with our car partners, who are obviously absolutely central to what we do. And so those are established. Then we begin to look at, okay, who are the people that actually can help us expand that reach and that distribution? And that will be proactive outreach from our team, as well as obviously responding to brands that are looking to add value to their service, and also looking to bring, you know, kind of media and content and entertainment into their product and service too. And then from a partnership with our talent and artists, you know, we're very fortunate that we have a fantastic programming team that have deep relationships in that space. And they're people that, you know, value SiriusXM as a place for them to obviously share what they do and to reach a broad audience with their content, with their art.
And I love the point you mentioned earlier about like Green Day and like their cool event going on. You guys do a lot of cool in-person events and things like that. So how do those usually form?
I need to go to more of them. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Because you guys did one, I want to say, with Drake before.
Yes, yeah.
And this one. And I've been to a few that you guys have done in Miami. But like, how do those usually come about? Is it like the artist will be like, hey, I want to do something cool to celebrate? Like we just said, Green Day celebrating their album. Like, How do those usually come about? And like,
well, I think the first thing is that SiriusXM itself, you know, all of our offices have got amazing studios in them where talent, you know, are coming in every day, and you know, we're really fortunate for that, right? It's like, you know, it's live and happening in every moment, and so how do we use that experience to bring our customers in as well? And we do that already. So it might be that you can come to a, you know, kind of town hall experience. It might be in the Miami studio where actually our subscribers get to, you know, experience SiriusXM live, if you like. So that's happening day in and day out, and all done with our programming teams bringing in that talent. And then we have the special events where we say, actually, we want to create something. SiriusXM has had this small stage series, which is exactly what it sounds like, where we take an amazingly big artist and put them on in a far more intimate, you know, venue and experience. And we use that as a way to reward our, you know, listeners' loyalty. But we also then also go to other events where we actually kind of have the opportunity to get ourselves in front of a new audience and a prospect audience, if you like. And that might be in the sporting, you know, kind of event space, or it might be in a music space. But how does SiriusXM show up in those places and give people a bit of that backstage experience? So often we'll create a VIP moment that we'll be able to invite our subscribers to at somebody else's event. So there's a number of different ways that we go about doing it, but all with the intention of, you know, either rewarding existing loyalty or prospecting and being able to go out and bring people in and let them sample a little bit of the SiriusXM magic.
And I feel like that's a key thing that a lot of brands are trying to figure out. They're like, how do we keep that loyalty? How do we really make ourselves stand out? And I feel like that's something you all do really well. And I feel like that's a question a lot of brands are trying to figure out. They're like, what do we need to do more of to kind of like stand out from everybody else and like let people know that we do value them. So like doing things like behind the scenes, letting people see like what's going on and like that one-on-one interaction and stuff, I think is so key.
Yeah. And I think sometimes you can go through, you know, and I'm sure the people listening have been through this where, you know, okay, the event might be attended by 1,000 people, but the broader, you know, kind of impact of inviting your audience to that event and letting them know that they have the opportunity to attend means it has a much bigger reach. So we're always thinking about, okay, this might be an event that is for, you know, 50, 100, 1,000 people, but actually how are we telling our audience and our listeners about it and making them feel that they are part of something and they have the opportunity to attend? And we do that with competitions and sweepstakes as well. So I'm not sure whether you saw the most recent metal sweater campaign that we did for the holidays, but we basically went deep into, you know, metal as a genre. We know it's a genre that both our core audience and our growth audience love, and we've got brilliant, you know, channels, and we've got, you know, fantastic hosts, but particularly Jose Mangan, who we think of as our metal ambassador. And we basically went out and we said, how do we show our passion for this genre in the context of the holiday season? And we said, actually, you know, if you really love metal, you probably still want to listen to metal, even though we've got these fantastic holiday channels. And we then did this competition to win a really, what we called the most metal sweater, which was exactly as it sounds, which was, you know, black and full of spikes and all this kind of stuff. And we had thousands and thousands of entries to win this sweater and then to win the opportunity to go with Jose to a gig and, you know, and to do the full kind of, you know, experience. And so I think it's going to be really important for us to lean into our hosts, to lean into the genres, and to think about how do we create these amazing experiences that can reward listeners and also embed us deeper into those communities.
And I feel like you touched on a good point, too. Like, I feel like now a lot of people are trying to figure out, they're like, oh, I want to do a partnership or do something as a creator or as an artist or as an actor. And there's kind of like that, like, okay, what's the sweet spot in the middle? And I feel like you guys do a good job of balancing, kind of like bringing on like talent who are wanting to do like their type of thing. And then also being like, okay, but we need to make sure it also on brand with like what we're doing. Like, is there advice that you have, like, or something that you all do with like when working with talent like Kelly Clarkson and Kevin Hart and Tinks and all these people? Like, how do you all kind of balance their creative ideas and then like what you guys are wanting to accomplish?
Yeah, and I think it's it comes from two different pieces. I think our, as I mentioned, our programming and our talent relations team are very good at understanding, exactly as you say, what is it that the artist is looking for, what matters to them, how do we think about how they show up and what they need from the partnership. But on the marketing and the growth and brand side, I think what's really helped us is the work that we've done around the positioning. So as we talked about at the event, you know, this brand positioning around Closer and SiriusXM bringing you closer to what you love is then a fantastic filter for how we show up with these brands and partners. So, you know, the example of the metal sweater is a brilliant example of, okay, we're going to give you the option, we're going to recognize that this is what fandom and this genre means. You're still going to be listening to metal during the holidays. And then what would be a really amazing experience that gets you closer to what you love would be actually meeting our host, going to a gig with him, and, you know, experiencing the whole thing. So I think it's a combination of understanding what the artist wants and then thinking about how does it link back to your brand and your positioning and what it is that SiriusXM means to people, and then playing on that. So we will be thinking a lot more about how do we make that closer promise real and true in what we do.
And for my last question, for people who are listening who are like, oh, that's so cool that you guys are able to tune in and really lean into what your listeners and consumers want, what advice would you give to brands and people who are like, we want to kind of give them a closer look and kind of really tune into what our audience wants? Like, is there something specific that you guys feel like you do really well that helps kind of get in tune with like what people are wanting and kind of meeting in the middle?
I think a combination of having people within the business that are as passionate about what your audience are passionate about. And we have that in abundance, right? We have those, as I said, you know, whether it's the people that have, you know, played that sport, kind of are our hosts, or people that have been in those bands or been in those communities are our hosts. So making sure that you've got people that are as passionate about the thing that your audience is passionate about, I think is a great starting point. And then, you know, like everything today, how are you using the data that you've got? How are you understanding what it is that people are listening to and what it is that's engaging them, both on and off platform, and finding a way to connect those dots. And then a lot of passion to make it come to life. And obviously the execution of the idea is ultimately, the most important thing. How do you make it a reality? And so having great people on the team that are able to bring together that whole vision, the customer insight, the partner wisdom, our internal expertise, and really make it happen and bring it to life in an experience. And I think, we've got history of doing that very well. And now we've got the brand positioning and the new experience and this, new march towards next gen. We need to build on that.
I love that. And then before we go, okay, give me like two or three of your favorite stations.
Well, I have to obviously go back to B Street Radio because, as I mentioned, that's kind of what I listen to most. I would also say, as you mentioned, 80s on 8, 90s on 9, any kind of nostalgia I do really enjoy. So I would say that. And then the John Mayer channel, right?
It's so good.
It's been such a joy to see, one, to obviously listen to that myself, but also to see the feedback from people who are just like, this is a completely different thing, and they're really enjoying it. So I'd say that's the new one that's got my attention.
I love it. Well, Susie, thank you so much for being here today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening.
Wow, how great was this episode? If you were like me, you probably took a lot of notes and have a lot of questions and comments. So if you do, feel free to add us at Adweek across Twitter, Instagram, all the social medias. And we'd love to hear from you all. And feel free to give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. That always helps us. And we can't wait to hear from you all and see you in the next episode. So bye, everybody. Thank you for listening to Young Influentials, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Aarons, and edited by Lane McGibney at Bountiful Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hats because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.